Well, John, after the Sheffield United victory, you're back in the swing now, looking ahead to Fleetwood?
Yeah, we've trained really well since then, so there's been a little bit of a lift around the place from that result. Players' intensity's gone up another 10%, so it's been a really good week for us. Myself in Sharps have been really pleased, and then that was capped off with performance yesterday at Wrexham by the under-23s, which again was a delight to watch. The energy and enthusiasm coming from some of the young players is... It's becoming a habit now through the club, so we've got to carry that forward into Saturday at Fleetwood.
Was it a shame in a way you didn't have a game last weekend, or have you appreciated the break in some respects?
Yeah, actually, I liked the game, but I never really looked at it because there was never a game, was it? So we knew straight away, we planned our training around that. So we worked them hard on the Thursday, Friday. Had the weekend off, so I went to have a look at Fleetwood at Shrewsbury, myself and Neil. And then we've trained this week based on that. Today we'll go out and do some shape, and I've got a good idea of a team that I think can go and cause them problems now. And if we can get a result there, it puts us level with them on 29 points, which is a good place to be going into the next couple of games.
Because it's very, very congested. I mean, there's a very narrow spread of points covering, well, half the division, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, it's similar. It's very similar, hasn't it, for the last two or three months now. And well, I think it's important we stay in touch with that pack that's starting to in the top half. I thought that win sets us up to do that now. And my players, yeah, they like the formation, but it's, I think last year was one of the positives with the fact we could flip between two formations, and I'm going to start. It was when it was time to do that, we had to decide, and we decided for the Sheffield United one was the time to start doing it. So whether we use it again, we'll have to see. We'll see how we are today and tomorrow with some of the personnel, and we'll pick a team to cause a few problems for them, hopefully.
And Fleetwood, now managed by Uwe Rosler, who's obviously, you know, had lots of experience around various other teams, both in this division and higher up. Do you know him at all?
I played against him for I was at Lincoln against Manchester City, and I marked him. He had long hair then. So I was at the old main road, and we beat them 1-0, which was a massive upset. It's when Franny Lee was chairman, and they dropped down the divisions a little bit. So I remember from them. I've come across him from the staff side as well, and he's very driven, very enthusiastic manager. Wears his heart on his sleeve, and I can see what he's trying to do there, and I can see how he's trying to play. And he does it the right way, a bit similar to ourselves. So it'll be a good footballing match, a good tactical game as well, for me to pit my wits against him. But it's one I'm looking forward to locking horns with him again.
And stupendous was the word that you used to describe the win at Sheffield United. Clearly it's critical to build on that now. Although there's been this gap between the fixtures, you've got to sort of generate the momentum that you've got from that fantastic result, haven't you?
Yeah, you have. And it is all about the next game. But I think how we've trained, you look at how you are in training as well, Rob, and I think Monday and Tuesday, their application and the energy, the intensity of our play has been exceptional. So I keep saying to them, and so does Sharpie and Neil, got to start taking that forward into games now more often. And I think that's the next step for us to start. Some of the football we play on the training ground is great. But when you add a bit of pressure and a bit of anxiety, that's where they need to cope with that and then start to produce it on match days.